Good morning. Now, let me see. Small building. Lots of folks. Good morning.
Good morning.
Much better. Pardon? So this didn't work? In other words, I'm going to have to shout at y'all this morning. Not a problem. Not a problem. So our meditation reading this morning is, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the light and the glory of God which is within us. It's not just some of us. It's in every one. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So before I can get started, there's one thing that you need to know about me, and that is I'm an interactive minister. Now what that means is that if you hear something that I say that resonates with you, feel free to say amen. If I say something that doesn't, feel free to grunt. Or you can just go. Now, it's always okay to just sit there and be quiet, but I guarantee you, the more interaction between us, the better the sermon gets. So the title of today's sermon is Community, What It Is and What It Ain't. Community, Webster's Dictionary defines a congregation as a religious community following a common rule. The common rule of Unitarian Universalist religious community consists of seven principles that we proclaim to affirm and to promote, even though for many of us, we have our own individual understanding of them principles. And we interpret them as we wish. Amen. Here we go. Though we profess to have these common principles, the common principles of community do not make. This is a lot more to being a religious community than embracing these seven principles. Our overemphasis, overvaluing, and idolizing individual freedom has undermined our ability to create true community. We continuously acknowledge the need to be in community, but we either do not know or we are not able to accurately articulate the importance of community because we safeguard and promote our rights to individual freedom, thought, belief. Make sure they get quiet. As Reverend Mark Bellatini said, I think it is important to belong to a community. A free thinker by himself, herself, out in the woods is not a Unitarian Universalist. It is a free thinker. Each of our seven principles are grounded in an understanding of community that is very important. Without community, our principles would not have any validity. We are much more than individuals who gather on Sunday mornings to worship together as individuals. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I do mess with your beliefs, your values. That's called messing where I come from. And I know I'm messing when it gets quiet. We are much more than individuals who gather on Sunday morning to worship together as individuals. In our efforts to be unlike other faith traditions and religious movements, we have lost our sense of community, our need for community, and our identity as community. It is likewise unfortunate that we like living in an American culture that promotes the myth of the importance of the individual, rugged individualism. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. You can be anything you want, even President of the United States. Just ask George Bush. Over and against, we put this individualism out there over and against promoting and affirming the interdependent web of all existence of which we are a part. Amen. It is just a line in our manual that we say once in a while, but how many of us actually live by that principle? How many of us can go to work and come home and say, well, I affirmed and promoted living by the interdependent web of all life today at work by XYZ? How many of us can do that with any of our principles? How did you affirm the individual inherent worth of every individual today? How'd you do it on your way here? I must be messing. Before we can even begin to have an authentic conversation about community and the role of community in our lives, we need to first admit that our need to belong, our need to be in association with and relationship with one another, is stronger than our relentless declaration of being an individual. Amen. Secondly, we need to affirm that our ability to even know ourselves as individuals is the result of our being in relationship with, in association with others as members of a community in which we claim to have membership, and this includes our family. Now, if you weren't in relationship with something then, how would you even know yourself to be an individual? Given this context and the importance of community, then the questions become, what is community? So Bonsu Sommé, author of Welcoming the Spirit Home, has helped me shape my understanding of what a community is and what a Unitarian Universalist community can be if it so chooses. As she discusses her village home in Africa, as all others that gather in community, I expect the religious community that I claim as my own to be an environment where we can find a home in each other's heart. The Unitarian Universalist community that I claim as my own, I expect it to be a living entity with the seven principles and its theological diversity as its anchor, where groups of people are empowered by their individual family ancestors, the ancestors of the faith community, and by one another. I expect that my community be a place where I can engage in a deep search of my own soul and spiritual identity, as well as a place where I can make who I am and I can understand myself to be manifest without fear of consequences or reprisals. Even if I mess up, the community that I belong to will embrace me, affirm me, support me as I discover that I messed up. Not condemn me, not throw me out, and not affirm that I messed up. Without these essential elements, the congregation suffers from power struggles, irresponsibility, and a lack of accountability to the members of the community as well as all whom the community serves. In a community where its members live in fear, insecurity, and mistrust of one another, the very purpose for which we have come together is undermined. Just as the body, That's the Christian part. But I'll go share it anyway. In fact, I wrote this sermon for a Christian UU church. So just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, the concept of community is based upon the belief that each person is invaluable and irreplaceable. Each person has a gift to give. Amen. I heard it. Thank you very much. Each person has a gift to give, a contribution to make to the community. The gift that one brings is unique to him or her and is to be valued by the community. The community provides a safe container in which individuals can bring their gifts, assured that they will be accepted, as well as being a place where they are expected to accept and honor the gifts of others as if they were their own. The Unitarian Universalist religious community is a place where all of its members experience being affirmed in their inherent worth and dignity that leads to an unquestioned sense of belonging. And how many of us do belong to different groups and organizations and wonder, do we really belong? Do we really? Well, in the UU community that I wish to belong to, that will never be a question. I will never be insecure in knowing that this is where I belong. In order for Unitarian Universalist congregations to work, there needs to be a commitment, dedication, and input from each and every member of the community. And when I mean each and every member, if it takes 6 months for everyone to have a voice on a particular issue, it takes 6 months. No ifs, no and, no buts. If you're committed to hearing everyone's voice in a community, then you do what's necessary so that everyone gets to speak their voice and their truth. Who we are as a community must be grounded in the lived experience of the seven principles of each and every member of the faith community, as well as the lived experience as a community. It doesn't help us if all we give to our seven principles is lip service, if we cannot see those seven principles reflected in the way we live our life. And in the way we live our life with those seven principles, then we come to community to share that truth and to build a community truth that also impacts our life. I sure did get quiet. Started out, there were 7 or 8 amens. Now there's only 2. I got it. I hear you. Each brings a lived wisdom and knowledge that is very different from theories, rational beliefs, or opinions. Our individual experiences are different, but by committing ourselves to the sharing of these experiences, our stories, and our learning in an atmosphere of mutual support and respect, we create a community of love and a community of power. We create for ourselves and others the beloved community that we constantly speak of. We create the undivided human family. And it is indeed time that we commit ourselves to creating or recreating the undivided human family and not allowing anything, including our economics, to divide us.
Amen.
Without our community life being built upon the seven principles, we shall be without clarity, without inspiration, revelation, peace, and the ongoing blessing that we all need. The seven principles need to have a presence in the community to such an extent that they are incorporated in the very fabric of the community, that it is impossible to disassociate the two. The presence of the seven principles in community makes it possible for the community to be a guiding light to its members as well as for those that it comes into contact with, including surrounding non-Unitarian Universalist communities. Without the seven principles being our shared lived experience, we cannot fulfill the purpose or the promise of Unitarian Universalist community for which we have gathered. Now, for the last few weeks of my interim at First Unitarian Los Angeles, I had the opportunity to do a sermon series on the principles. In my study of the principles, I have run across this quote that I believe adds to our understanding of community in a Unitarian Universalist context shortly after its merger. Our new affirmations, our guiding principles, were filtered through the corrective context of community before we Unitarian Universalists has taken them as our own. We are a community not bound by dogma or creed, but rather by covenant to support and trust one another for an ever-expanding, ever more inclusive vision of our place in the universe. Only through discussion, a deep search of our heart with others in a community, can we make the Unitarian Universalist principles our own. Only then and only after this process of taking ownership of seeing what they mean in our lives and in the lives of those that we love, can we use them as they were intended. Without this deep search of one's own soul, without the freedom within a loving community to engage in a process where we can claim these principles as our own, without the opportunity to explore, reflect upon, and understand our own experiences of the sacred, the gracious, the transforming, and the profound, in a community of mutual searching with opportunities for sharing, then we have no community. We have no real religion in the deepest sense of the word. Not only do we not have community in the deepest sense of the word, we are ill-equipped in confronting the injustices within our own community, the community at large, including the community of the world. We are ill-equipped to affirm and promote justice, equity, and compassion in human relationships and the goals of world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. With the emphasis of individualism resulting in the confusion of the meaning and role of community in our lives, it is not a surprise that when we are asked who we are unable to give a definition of who we are with clarity. Rather, we say what we are not, rather than what we are. So in closing, I want to offer a definition of what it means to be a Unitarian Universalist so that the next time someone asks you what it is Unitarian Universalism is or what a Unitarian Universalist is, you will be able to answer them by giving them a definition of who we are rather than who we are not. A Unitarian Universalist is one who lives in the creative tension of the struggle between individuality and the need to be in and a member of a community, wherein they experience the holy and sacred and the continuously being transformed by the experience of their understanding of what it means to be human in the world. being a Unitarian Universalist, and all which that means, is only possible in the context of community. God bless.